And so it was foremost importance that these petty lords keep that contact with the Near East. And as a result, they backed rebels and rivals of the Hittite emperor along the western southern rim of Asia Minor. They interfered in Cyprus and apparently were active along the Levantine shore and presumably appeared in Egypt as the successors of the Minoans, both as merchants and mercenaries. That's an important point to stress, because as brilliant as this early civilization in the Aegean world was, and as important as it is for setting many of the patterns of later Hellenic civilization, it collapsed quite suddenly, at about the same time, or perhaps a generation or so earlier, than the Hittite Empire, which we discussed a couple of lectures back. And the collapse of both this civilization in the Aegean world and on the western fringes of Asia Minor, and the collapse of the Hittite state in the interior of Asia Minor, are looked upon as two of the most important events in the breakup of what we call Bronze Age civilization. And I think it would be important for two reasons to just look at that for a moment, because it will really set the pattern of developments in the coming Iron Age, which is the period from approximately 1150 BC on. And I guess we're in many ways still living in the Iron Age, essentially steel, unless I guess plastic and chips have taken over. But essentially the iron technology which came to dominate after about 1100, 1150 BC. Well, the collapse of the kingdoms of the Achaeans and the Aegean and the collapse of the Hittite Empire has really perplexed scholars of, in this past century. And I should note that there have been a number of explanations deduced about why did these early states collapse. And there still is not really a convincing argument. Our evidence is very scattered on this. We have some records from the Hittite Empire. We have Egyptian records. We have these linear B tablets in the Greek cities, but they're not terribly informative, as I mentioned. They just happened to be what was on the clay when the palace got torched somewhere in the 12th century BC. So as a result, a number of theories have been proposed. Some have tried to see a natural catastrophe behind this, sometimes brought on by tectonic activity, volcanoes, the eruption of the on the island of Thera in the central Aegean, which most tour boats go to, that somehow there were climactic changes which brought on plague, which brought on poor harvest and led to a demographic collapse. And as far as we can tell, and we're dealing with very, very limited evidence, the few reports on plagues or famines seem to have a lot more in connection with wars going on. That is, an army brings the plague back from Syria. That's how poor King Supiluliuma's died in 1322 BC. None of these seems to match up with the sort of impact of the Black Death that ravaged the Middle East and Europe in the 14th century, or an earlier demographic collapse resulting from plague in the 6th and 7th century AD with the breakup of the Byzantine late Roman Empire. It just doesn't seem to be there. Another very popular theory, and one that I always liked as a boy, were that mounted iron barbarians wielding iron weapons, something like Conan out of a Schwarzenegger film, came smashing into the Aegean world and overwhelmed the older civilizations. They had superior weapons. Sounds great, but didn't seem to happen. Cavalry was developed long after the Bronze Age civilizations collapsed, probably in the 10th and 9th century BC. It was developed by the Iranians and people in eastern Anatolia. They gave up chariots for cavalry. And iron as a decisive weapon didn't really become used until maybe 1000 or 900 BC. And there's a real lag between learning how to forge a weapon and then producing them in mass numbers that it makes a difference. So that explanation doesn't seem to work very well. What does seem to happen instead is, in this case, the Hittite Empire and the Greek kingdoms of the Aegean world were particularly vulnerable, is that the rising costs of war, the administrative costs of maintaining these states, eventually did them in. And the people who came to take over the Hittite Empire and overthrow the kingdoms in the Aegean and to attack the older civilizations of Egypt and Mesopotamia were mostly marginal barbarians, if you will, people who were trained and incorporated into the great professional armies that fought at the Kadesh. Many of them fought in what would be called light order, open order. They were light infantry. The later Greek term is apeltast. And these were men trained in mountain and wooded conditions who learned to throw a javelin on the run, who used slashing weapons, and in the end developed the tactics to neutralize chariots. And